When, or perhaps if, completed, the Fire Island project would boast of 33 wind turbines producing the equivalent electricity to supply 17,000 homes in south central Alaska. That's roughly 3.5% of the region's electrical need. The project is designed to be an initial step in lessening the area's dependence on natural gas. The construction process has remained on schedule. This summer, crews cleared the project area, and this fall they'll work on the turbine foundation areas. But the contract timeline with four electrical utilities is stumbling. CERI, which is developing the Fire Island Wind Turbine Project and has spent $7 million in private investment, had hoped to have those contracts already approved. It hasn't happened. CERI's Senior Director of Energy Development, Suzanne Gibson, describes the looming deadlines.
Our desire is to have executed board-approved power purchase agreements with four utilities in November, and that we submit these power purchase agreements to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska in mid-December.
CERI wants to have the Regulatory Commission's approval by April 1st of next year. That's when the ice normally clears from the inlet and construction could begin on Fire Island for the next stage. But even more important is that that timeline will keep the project eligible for $41 million in federal stimulus money, plus help retain the $25 million approved by the state legislature to build the power line from Fire Island to Chugach Electric Association's International Station. This Wednesday, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lusac Library, CERI is hosting a town hall meeting on the Fire Island project.
The purpose of the meeting is to give the public an update on where we are with the project, explain sort of the timeline that we're under, and tell them about the benefits that the project can bring, not only as a new energy source, but as a job source as well.
Gibson says the construction phase will produce about 100 jobs. The Fire Island Wind Turbine Farm is currently scheduled to be finished in September 2012. One voiced area of concern confronting the project involves the impact upon rates for the wind-produced power connections, especially while natural gas-produced electricity may still be cheaper. Gibson says CERI has sought to lessen that impact.
We can structure the price of power from Fire Island so that it does not increase the overall price of energy for ratepayers right now.
The four utilities CERI is negotiating with are Chugach Electric Association, Anchorage Municipal Light and Power, Matanuska Electric Association, and Golden Valley Electric Association.
If one of those utilities decided not to participate, it's possible that the other three would pick up what the other one didn't want. But it's important for us that all of the utilities participate. And the project actually will tie into Chugach Electric's international substation, so it's critical that Chugach Electric participate.
Gibson did not want to go into contract negotiation details, nor did Phil Steyer, Chugach Electric Association's spokesperson. In a phone conversation, he described the negotiations simply as ongoing. He did cite one area of concern as the technical process and cost of integration with a variable source like wind. Steyer said that study is still underway. In the past, Chugach has questioned CERI cost estimates for the procedure. Those estimates, along with other details, will be presented, along with taking public questions, at CERI's Fire Island Town Hall meeting this Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lusac Library. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.